News pulled Singapore Straits Times index in all directions, with the index finally ending the day up 0.2%. The SDI finished the session up 7 points to 3,426. And for more on this, we have on the line Joey Choi, a remisier at Phillips Securities. Joey, Singapore stocks ending slightly higher. What were some of the factors behind this?
Yes, we had Singapore market opens slightly stronger, up about 5 points on the back of US stocks and sharply higher, with Dow up 110 points last night due to a ceasefire agreement between Russia and Ukraine. However, it was not able to keep the gains and spent most of the morning trading session down with about 2 to 6 points. So the second half of the day was slightly better, with STI mostly in positive territory, supported by commodity plays like Noble Group, which closed up by about 5%. And finally, we have STI closing up 7 points at the closing bell.
Now, this week, we have seen volatility in the markets because of the ongoing debt crisis in Greece. What is your take on the Greek situation?
For the entire week, we have indeed seen some volatility in the market, mainly due to news coming from Europe. So we have seen Greece anti-austerity government meeting with Eurozone finance minister over the past Wednesday to discuss on an extension of an international bailout to Greece. However, no conclusion was made then. So there is a possibility that the parties can't come to terms before the current bailout program expires at the end of this month. So if that happens, Greece would quickly default and we may have a Greek exit from the Eurozone, which would be a negative for the equity market. So therefore, markets continue to be very uncertain on investor worries over the outcome of Greece debt crisis. So there will be another Eurogroup meeting this coming Monday that is largely viewed as a last chance to seal the deal. I think it's going to be down to watching the headlines from the Eurogroup for the next week.
And which sectors are you favouring?
The oil and gas sector in Singapore has also seen some volatility due to oil prices, you know, trading up and down. So oil prices fell as much as 3% on Wednesday, with Brent crude hitting a session low of $53.91 after government data showed U.S. commercial crude oil stockpile rose. So after 2 days of losses, yesterday we have seen oil prices rallying again to about $57. So for a recap, oil prices had actually come down about 50% since June to a low of about $45 and had rallied by more than 20% in the last 4 weeks. So for today, we have seen oil and gas stocks like Keppel Corp, San Marino, Ezion and Ezra rebounding in line with oil prices rallying last night. So those with oil and gas holdings or looking to go into such place would have to take note of oil prices in general.
Joey, what are your stock picks?
One can look at Singtel for potential capital upside and dividend yield at above 4%. So its third quarter results was announced the day before, beating expectations with net profit up by 11% year on year to $969 million. So this was also above consensus estimates by 7.7%. So this was mainly due to strong contribution across its regional mobile associates in Australia, India, and Indonesia. So fundamentally, Singtel's valuation looks attractive, with it trading at about 17.6 times versus the 19 times for the regional market and about 20 times PE for the Singapore peers like M1 and StarHub. So technically, Singtel has been trading higher since breaking above the psychological resistance at $4 at the end of January. And today, we have seen it hit a new high at 4.22 on top 5 volume and eventually closing at 4.20. So if it were to consolidate above 4.20 in the coming days, there can still be more upside to 4.30 in the short to mid-term. So on a side note, Phillips Securities also has an accumulate call with target price of 4.42 for Singtel.
And that was Joey Choi, a remisier at Phillips Securities. This market update is brought to you by SGX.